I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm not affiliated with any company I mention here. Today's date is September 4th, 2026. Imagine opening Gmail and suddenly not being able to send mail that appears to come from your Yahoo account or your own domain. Google announced that starting January 2027, Gmail will stop supporting the old send as workflow for third-party addresses like Yahoo and Outlook. That forces people who treated Gmail as a single sending pane to either move their domain to a dedicated host, switch to Google Workspace, or run separate SMTP IMAP clients. Because the built-in SMTP relay option is being removed. Expect a wave of migration guides and inbox moves over the next few months. The U.S. military has begun disabling advertising identifiers on phones and some Windows machines after reports that commercial location data was being used to target American forces. Branches told Senator Ron Wyden that the Air Force and Special Operations Command recently turned off those identifiers, and the Army says mobile devices have had them disabled since at least February 2026, which reduces one easy channel used by data brokers. Watch for lawmakers to push the Pentagon for broader fixes. Beyond toggling advertising IDs.
Companies are quietly rewiring their AI stacks toward open source models because they buy cheaper hosting, more configuration control, and the ability to run models on-premise. In short, cost and custody are the immediate drivers. The reporting put it bluntly, open source AI can be cheaper, more customizable, and easier to run on-premise. And that line shows why procurement teams are suddenly interested in model weights instead of only APIs. Many firms are treating open models as a routing layer. Low-risk tasks like summarization and internal documentation go to open models, while proprietary offerings stay reserved for the trickiest, highest-value work, such as complex code generation or production-grade agents. Hacker News threads reflect that split. Some engineers say open models are already good enough for document work, while others warn they still trail on coding and agentic reliability. The middle of this story is governance. Legal exposure and provenance risks are real. Companies worry about copyright suits from model trainers and about knowing exactly what data the model saw during training. That means technical choices are paired with policy moves, model vetting, provenance checks, and deployment rules that gate which teams can use which model for which class of data.
Practically, that looks like hybrid stacks, where an on-prem open model handles routine workloads, logs are kept internal for auditing, and a closed commercial model is tapped through a tightly controlled API when the job demands it. Vendors and cloud teams are building toolchains for fine-tuning, model vetting, and supply chain checks, because a misstep in training data or a hidden dependency can become a legal or security problem. A lot of the debate is also geopolitical. Some U.S. firms explicitly avoid certain foreign models over regulatory and privacy concerns, so national origin is becoming another axis of vendor selection. The strategic implication is that model choice is no longer purely a capability decision. It's now a procurement and legal decision, too, which shifts influence away from pure research labs toward enterprise IT and legal teams. One Hacker News commenter put it this way. Engineers want the models, but procurement wants audit trails and lawyers want liability anchors. Expect the next year to be about building those anchors, not just better weights. Look for a steady pattern. Open models will take over low-cost, high-volume tasks, while premium proprietary models stay where accuracy and safety justify the price. If you run a custom email domain, treat January 2027 as a hard deadline to pick a new sending approach or migrate your mail now. I'm Alex Morgan for Debug the Hype.